Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report. Here we go with Brian Winter, head cheese at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, Kansas. Winter Livestock also has barns in Eden, Oklahoma, La Junta, Colorado, Pratt, Kansas, and Riverton, Wyoming, and founders and forever champions of CattleUSA.com. Brian, as is our custom on the HBR, what is your favorite cut of steak and favorite steakhouse?
Yeah, Monty, I'm still going to stick with the ribeye. It's hard to beat. I like the fat comes in it, brings all the flavor with it. And really, for the most part, we'll eat at home. Here in Dodge City, Prime on the Nine has an outstanding beef selection, and they'll fill your plate. Even the chicken fry, it's the kind that leaps over on both sides of the plate. So if you make it to Dodge, I got to take you out there. Prime on the Nine in Dodge City, Kansas is awfully good.
Done deal. Now, if I remember right from last year, on your ribeye, you like a big plop of butter on there, right?
Oh, yeah. Butter, fat, all the good, healthy stuff that gets you.
Hey, we're still kicking, right?
It's all about flavor, right?
Yeah, exactly, right. We'll work it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Question number two. We got to ask you, how is the drought situation around the southern barns you own?
It's been tough. And honestly, I was out in Utah a couple weeks ago and up to Montana last week. As we were, when we were coming back, you could see Colorado looks pretty good.
Really?
Colorado okay. looks pretty good. Yep. You get to Lakin, Kansas, and that's kind of where it starts, which is 60 miles east of the Colorado border, and it goes to probably Pratt. Pratt would be on the east edge of the drought, west side of starting to see some moisture. The whole state of Kansas down through the panhandle and into Texas, that gap for us is where we're seeing the drought, and we're definitely seeing our calf run early.
Right.
You know, I saw that placement figure they popped on us Friday, and I think we're pulling cattle forward for sure. These cows definitely have been coming here in our country for 60 days hard. So just like last week, we had right at 600 cows. We'd usually have 70 to 100 this time of year. So
wowzer.
And that's been going on for 6 to 8 weeks.
Now, Brian, speaking of which, you come from a long line of cattlemen. Winter Livestock originated in 1936. Talk about a bad year to start a business. Whoa, tell us about that.
Yeah, I think I was just reading a deal. It sounds exactly like this heat wave we're in right now.
Exactly.
You know, they say the climate is hotter or colder, but they had, from what they said, like 20 straight days of 100 plus. Of course, they didn't have the farming practices our guys do now.
Right.
So that's what allowed for all the topsoil to blow off. We're in good shape. We haven't had the blowing dirt or anything like that. It's just been extreme heat, but you get out to certain other areas and it's still good. So I don't know if it's just us and we're in the center of the donut, but we are dry, and we're hoping that'll change. I know we've got this week, the weather's changing. It's probably a 20 degree drop in the highs.
Nice.
So we are waiting for that. And hopefully we'll get some moisture along with it.
We're praying for you. In Nebraska, of course, extremely dry too. South Dakota, Iowa, Western Minnesota, not looking too bad at all, actually. But you have your famous King of the Ring contest coming up Saturday, July 30th, and your 86th anniversary sale on August 3rd. So what all you got planned there, Brian?
Yeah, we've got a big week. It's really turned into a nice marketing opportunity. It's been difficult this year with the drought, guys trying to hold on. Sure sold a lot of cake in the industry in our area for guys holding out on their grass. And we're just hoping we haven't damaged the grass too much. But us specifically, yeah, it's a big week. We've got our Hall of Fame sale in Pratt. We have about 5,000 there. Our video auction, in-house video auction, High Plains. And 7,000 on that on Friday. Then Saturday will be King of the Ring. There'll be 10 outstanding auctioneers from across the country will be here. And a big cash prize that we'll have. We have 6 judges that'll judge the contestants. And this is all live with the feeder cattle, about 8,000 cattle Saturday. So we'll just go in and out. We'll be done by 3:00 probably. The weather's cooperating.
Then let the party begin.
Then we'll
right?
crown the King of the Ring that afternoon. And it's all going to be on our YouTube channel, be live on that as well as CattleUSA.com. So we'll get that out and have lots. Last year, I think we had 2,000 people in CattleUSA watching it. So it was
wow.
kind of neat. And as well as our arena is a really nice size arena. It holds 650 people and it'll be 3/4 full in the house. So it's a big deal for our area, and our producers have have really topped the cattle. You know, they kept the cream for this sale.
Absolutely.
So we're excited about that. And then we'll go into our anniversary sale. We kind of split this King of the Ring into 2 days because it was so popular. And we'll have 6,000 on Wednesday for our 86th anniversary sale. A little heavier on the heifers for that steer King of the Ring. So, yeah, it's just a big, fun week. And then that rolls right into Dodge City Days, which big PRCA rodeo starts right. Wednesday, goes through Sunday. The town's full. There's all kinds of things going Epic. On. So it's just a really good time.
Epic. Now, when God dang it. Hold on. Edit. Epic. Now, Brian, Winter Livestock owns and put Cattle USA online. Tell us about the early days of Cattle USA and how it came to be. And are you a techie, or do you have people for that?
Originally, Mark and I were kind of techie, but it's way past us now.
Right.
So we were, our first thoughts were just going to remote bidder sites in Nebraska, where a lot of the feed yards were, and then other parts of Kansas. And that was point-to-point technology, very, very expensive. And you had to have T1s and all that stuff. So we kind of sat on it for a few years, and then the technology to broadcast the sales caught up. So our original plan was kind of just for our own barns, but we felt like the industry needed it as well. So it's a really low cost option for livestock auctions to get instantaneous bidding and exposure. And it has a lot of other features along with it as well, but it's really been, I mean, to me, the ring scale was an innovation. Internet broadcasting for livestock auctions was a intervention that's just as crucial in today's marketplace to get transparency and exposure for our customers' product.
Well spoken, sir. Now, some of our reporting barns are seeing a huge growth in internet sales on Cattle USA. What would you say the percentage of your barns in Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, and Oklahoma go through Cattle USA?
I think at ours specifically, it's probably 15 to 20%. We're fortunate here that we are surrounded by the feedlot industry. So we have a lot of local, I mean, coverage from the big yards and stuff here in the Midwest. So we're really fortunate that. So take that step different for Riverton and La Junta. They're exporting those calves to other areas. So that's higher percentage in those places, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the calves are exported out of those areas to Kansas and Oklahoma, Texas, to the wheat pasture and grow yards. So, yeah, each market, I mean, we go across the country. So each market's going to have a different niche. Some just merely want the exposure of having their barn live online, while others want to use the bidding function.
I'll bet.
So
it's fun to watch.
And
even
it allows
if you're not...
for sending out a mark reports or upcoming consignments and things like that. And we're always working on things, trying to improve it. So
instead of watching reruns of Gunsmoke and Bonanza, I tune in to Cattle USA to see what's going on. It's an amazing technology, and you are indeed the Thomas Edison of the livestock world for coming up with it, Brian.
You are, yeah, and Mark has carried a ton of the load on that. He's my brother and partner. So
okay, the Wright brothers.
It's been really exciting. Yeah, basically, right?
Well, tip of the hat to you for it. It's an amazing invention, and it's absolutely growing in leaps and bounds. And I think there was a little apprehension in this neck of the woods with some buyers about, is it safe? Of course, it's absolutely 100% safe, and I can't say enough good about Cattle USA. Now, thanks for being part of America's Hot Barn Report, Brian. Give us those dates for your King of the Ring and anniversary sales again, if you would be so kind.
Yeah, Saturday, July 30th, the King of the Ring 2022 version, 8,000 cattle, and Wednesday, August 3rd, the 86th anniversary for Winter Livestock, 6,000 cattle. Both of them will be live here right in Dodge City, Kansas, and broadcast on cattleusa.com.
Brian, thanks for being part of America's Hot Barn Report, and keep up the great work.
You do the same. Great talking to you.
All right, you bet.